Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, scroll down to Live Radio, and we are portable. We're on ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. We're on ESPNU all 4 hours. We're on your smart speaker. Say play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. You can join the conversation at 888-SAY-ESPN on the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
You know what he's saying, Jay?
Turn out the light.
Turn out the light. That's all we need to know. Turn down the light.
That's a good question for the callers, actually. Where do you stand on the light issue? Do your kids leave all the lights on? Do you have to? What is it about dads that we, once we become fathers, we must turn off the lights in every room?
Well, I didn't feel that way just because I was a dad. I taught that by my mother.
Yeah, no, but until I was a father, I never cared.
When you rubbing government stipends together to pay the bills, your mother's telling you, hey, man, you got to turn out the lights. Turn the TV off.
Now he's got more money than a government. Go ahead.
On social media where a kid was, they said, what you do, like when you're living with your parents and the kid was using the toothpaste, had the toothpaste all over the toothbrush, and he said, what you do as an adult, trying to squeeze out just a little toothpaste,
not to waste it.
Don't want to waste it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's how you do it. It's different.
Yeah. Jay,
when you're paying for it, man, it's different now.
Hey, man, when you're paying for it, it's a lot different than when you don't have it.
Yeah.
In general, it's a lot different. You know, nowadays you burn the toast, you throw it in the trash. Growing up?
No, you eat that toast.
You scrape it, you get over that little trash can, Max, and you take
that off.
And you scrape that thing, flip it on the other side, you scrape it.
That's a good piece of toast. What do you
have?
Like,
I got any milk left. He's like, there's a little milk left. Put some water in it.
Absolutely.
Just water it up.
Hey, Jay, they running around here.
Shake it up.
Tastes just like milk to me.
Hey, but wait, check this out, though, Jay. So when we obviously, all of us, were growing up, wasn't no such thing as 2% milk.
No, it was just milk. It was milk.
And then if you had a corner, you put that water in it, that takes it down to the
minute. We had 2% milk before they even knew it was 2%.
Yeah, skim milk. Yeah, 1%.
Yeah, skim milk, right?
we got a lot to get into still. But something we were talking about, we've been into Eric Bieniemy and how much of it is race, that he doesn't have a job. And the points were made, look, there must be something else. And yet you also have to ask, if he were white, would he have a job, even if there is something else? And Coach Herm Edwards is in here, brought up an interesting point. I think once a bunch of guys pass on you, not only does that get around the league and other owners like, I don't want it, they passed, why should I take them? But also the person who interviews himself is a little jaded, like, come on, man, they're not going to hire me anyway. Maybe doesn't put the same effort into an interview anyway.
That's true, though.
Yeah, right. Like, there's a lot to talk about, and people I know, 888-SAY-ESPN, want to weigh in on it on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, but we were talking some hoops
people
before.
People you know.
We were talking some hoops before.
Oh, I got hot about this yesterday. I was literally arguing with my boys about this topic yesterday.
Yep.
Like an hour-long argument.
We did it on This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN yesterday, also about Luka and Kyrie on the same team and how they botched the end of that game. I thought it was for good reason, though. They were like, no, I'm trying to do the right thing here, both guys. But how does that work? Who gets the ball down the stretch with these two superstars? J.J. Redick, ESPN NBA analyst, was on First Take yesterday. You heard Jay just talk about it. Here's how that went.
To me, Luka will have to make an adjustment, but Kyrie has the experience of playing with high-usage players like Kevin Durant, like James Harden, like LeBron James. He has produced consistently in those environments. There really hasn't been any change in terms of his efficiency, his usage rate. He's been the same player. I think Luka will have to make an adjustment. He's already talked about the fact that he knows he has to play off the ball more. Kyrie Irving has played off the ball. To me, I'm confident this team will be able to score the basketball. If the returns on the first two games are any indication of a top seven offense, they're going to get better offensively.
Oh, 1,000,000% they're going to get better. Here's the damn question I was arguing about last night. Comes down to the wire. You need a bucket. Ball's in the hands of who, and who do you have more confidence in to make the bucket when you need it the most? Luka Doncic or Kyrie Irving?
Here's the question.
Who are you giving the ball to, Key? Max, who's your guy?
I would say I want the ball. If there's enough time to make a decision with the ball, like, I want it in Luka's hands.
So circumstance matters to you.
But if there's just enough time and you're asking one of the two has to get their shot off, I want Kyrie. He's a better shooter.
See, I need the ball in the hands of Luka to make a play.
Yes, to make a play.
I think
agree.
Luka, like LeBron to me, Key, makes the play. I think he'll make the read, where I think Kyrie is so much better at just being reactionary.
But what if it's a shot? There's no time for all that. There's time for a shot. Who do you want shooting the ball?
Well, I think Kyrie as a shooter.
Yes.
But I think as a decision maker, I want
Luka. Or as a guy finishing at the rim. Like, I want Kyrie.
See, for me, it ain't no decision. The decision is Kyrie, hands down.
Scoring the ball.
He can create on his own. He also, but he can create. He can create the shot on his own, no matter what the defense sets toward him, and you know that, Jay.
Yeah.
And he also can pass when he's willing, willing and able to.
Key, this is why I was dying to talk to you about this yesterday. Because at first, I said that yesterday on my text chain, and my boy was like, "Well, think about this for a second." And we always talk about ego and how ego is involved in this, Max and Key. So, if you do that as Luka, are you subliminally saying you're the one?
But see, you can't get caught up in that.
Yeah, but Key, I don't give a damn. You have two younger players. Well, one guy is more senior, but another guy, you're coming on my team. You're on my team. So I know you're a beast. But by doing that, if I need a bucket, am I saying that you're the one?
No.
And I'm no longer the one.
I'm saying no. And the
because
reason
I've
is.
Because I've done this before.
No, the reason.
I made big shots. I made game winning shots. I made big plays.
So did Magic Johnson. But Luka's not Magic
Johnson.
No, but he has some of that stuff in him in terms of at the end of the game, the reason you want the ball in Luka's hand is he will make the right decision, whether that's him shooting or someone else shooting if they have talent, right? We've never seen him play with a guy like this. I trust that Luka, I'm hoping, but I based on what I've seen, he understands it the way some of these next-level guys like Magic, LeBron, Bird, that's why he's been able to be so successful from such a young age in spite of the fact that he doesn't jump out the gym, right? But in terms of scoring the ball, just scoring the ball, Magic could give it up for James Worthy. He would give it up.
But we reckon like Luka's not like one of the elite scorers in the league.
So is Magic if you wanted to be.
In history. No, Magic is not Luka.
Magic dropped 40-plus points in the finals to win, jumping at center as a 20-year-old.
Agree. Let's conclude that Magic and Luka are in different paths as it relates to scoring the rock here.
Yeah, right. Luka is a high-volume scorer, and Magic was not as much. But I mean,
Luka's even
same...
way more skilled than Magic as it relates to being a scorer.
Yes.
The complete skill set is drastically
okay,
improved.
If he drops 42 points in a finals game, we could talk. But I hear you. Yes, Jay, I hear you. But my point is there are some guys who have next-level IQ like Magic. To me, Luka has one of those James Harden, very high IQ. That's why he handled the ball and Kyrie played off. But just scoring the ball, I don't care about the numbers that Harden and Luka put up. Kyrie is better at scoring the ball.
Okay.
I think so.
I hear you not, but that's why I threw in the whole ego thing. And I know it's not the right thing because we see teams as like, oh, everybody's trying to do what's in the best interest of the team. But you have a very fragile situation that this dude is here for 2.5-3 months. How much do you acquiesce in that time frame when the team's been yours the whole time?
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. End of the game. Game's on the line.
Who are you giving the rock?
We're in the playoffs. Who do you want to see with the ball?
I want to see the guy that has the experience that have shown me over and over and over in big moments that he's been able to do that.
That's Kyrie Irving.
Five seconds left.
Kyrie's had his most success when he is not the primary ball handler. That's when he's looked the best. But now, he can show out like, oh, my God, did you see that? But I notice, after all the good things I just said about Kyrie, when he puts up a lot of points and he's the guy, they don't win enough based on the teams he's on. In other words, when he gets hurt or misses time on that same team, the win-loss record doesn't change. So he's had his most success in terms of winning when Harden was playing the point, when LeBron was essentially the point guard, right? That's what it will be on this team. I have high hopes for them.
So is that with LeBron and Kyrie? I know Kyrie made one of the most famous shots in the history of Cleveland basketball, so he helped them win the chip. But, like, you know, I wonder how you would think about that with LeBron or Kyrie. Like, who would you rather have the ball in the hands of, Key?
Say it one more time.
LeBron and Kyrie. See, like, that's that same pause I have with Luka. I don't think it's that easy. Just like, oh, it's this guy. It's Kyrie. I'm like, I don't know, man. Luka makes a lot of plays at Luka's pace.
The problem for me is LeBron got such a strong body of work at the end.
I agree.
That it's hard to.
But, Key, Luka knows how to use his body to get shots off in a way that nobody else in the NBA knows how.
Well, I mean, he's 9 feet tall and 7 feet wide.
That's what I'm saying. 6'7", 230 pounds.
For whatever reason, whatever. But does the ball go in or not? That's the question. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think it's a hot subject.
I agree. Austin in Iowa. You're on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN
Solid
Radio.
Jay.
who's been shooting the ball better earlier in the game. And they're both high percentage shooters, both great at what they do on offense. So I think a lot of it matters who's been having a hotter night.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, and you know what I liked about what I saw in the game when Kyrie dropped 26, not in any quarter, in the fourth quarter of a team he just got to, right? Yep. What I liked at the end of that game is the reason they messed up that last possession is because both guys came with good intentions. They didn't want to – kind of like LeBron and Wade, you brought this up the other day, Jay. When LeBron first gets to Miami, wait, whose team is it, all this? They're going to – but when that's the issue, it means both guys are trying to do the right thing. And when the good intention is there, I think you have a shot.
Yeah, people took that the other day as like a bad thing, like as a hot pocket. Somebody has to take the shot, and who's going to take – I'm like, man, the fact that you see them working through it, like that's what a team's growth evolution is. Like you want that. That's a good problem to have when you have those two dudes on the court.
Nate in L.A., you're on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Nate.
Nate's
no longer.
Are you guys
Nathaniel?
Oh, there you go.
How you know?
Man, because your name is Nate.
I was gonna say Lucas had a ball in his hands, but also had a separate question. If you guys don't mind, I've been a Clipper fan damn near all my life. But I just want to know how come the radio outlets always talk about the Lakers no matter what. Even if they're on a 20-game losing streak, the topic will be how do they get out the 20-game losing streak instead of talking about the Clippers and we in L.A. Like, when can I get some Clipper news and where?
Did you really just ask that question?
He doesn't like us talking about the Clippers, even though if they get Russell Westbrook, they're about to be live.
Did you really have to ask that question? Don't nobody care about no damn Clippers in L.A.,
How many times have the Clippers even been in the conference finals?
By the way, if the Clippers get
Russell
Westbrook, they are about to be live.
Is he still on with us?
Yeah, I'm still on.
What part of Los Angeles are you from?
From L.A.
Like what part, though?
54th and Central.
Yeah, can you do it?
You all right?
Yeah, Key tried, but no.
Yeah, I tried.
He's bona fide. Yeah. All right, look.
Yeah.
Look, the Clippers don't have any equity in that town. You got to have done something.
Don't,
they're hanging first round playoff banners. Come on,
don't
they get to
that.
The second round. It's
don't
an event.
Do that.
Why?
Don't do what, Jay?
I mean, I'm just saying right now they're one of the top teams in the West.
Yeah, but
they've been one of the top teams in the West since they've been.
Because the Lakers got seven
championships.
Why do you feel
the need to put them on the middle top and PG.
Teams in the West?
No one did.
Since they got Kawhi and PG, you've been screaming they wanted to. You told me 3 years ago. You know what you told me 3 years ago?
What did I tell you 3 years ago?
Oh, you don't remember. Yes,
no,
coming
I don't
up,
remember.
What Jay told Key three years ago. Plus, if you're the Mavericks, who gets the last shot? Plus, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said it's tough acquiring a number one wideout with a big ticket item at quarterback. What's he saying about Lamar Jackson?
Plus,
he doesn't want to pay him, or he does want to pay him. He's going to blame Lamar for not getting him the receiver.
Plus,
is DaCosta right? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Oh, we've been all over Eric Bieniemy. How much of it is race? He does not have a job as a head coach. Both Eagles coordinators who lost had head coaching jobs within 48 hours. How much of it is race? Coach Herm Edwards weighed in. I think the consensus is that's unknowable. Maybe it plays in, but it's likely also something else at least. We talked about who you want taking the last shot. If you're the Mavericks, Kyrie or Luka.
Is that a race too?
It's a race to see who's going to take the last shot. And I think the consensus is you want Luka making the decisions, but at least Key and I both want Kyrie if it's just enough time to get a shot off. Meantime, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said it's tough acquiring a number one wideout with a, quote, big ticket item at quarterback. Listen to this quote. Honestly, when you have a big ticket item at quarterback, it makes it more challenging. Not impossible, DaCosta said at last month's end of season news conference. We'll have to get creative, and there are things we can do. Key, before we even get into is he right?
Lean into this? Is that?
Yeah. Before we even get into is he right? Lamar hasn't been paid yet. What's the excuse until now? Now they got an excuse for not getting him a wideout, but he hasn't even got paid yet.
There's a lot of misleading information in Mr. DaCosta's statement there that you read. A lot of misleading information because Lamar's on his rookie deal still. So let's start there. Could have got him a quarterback, a receiver 3 years ago. Am I lying? Am I telling the truth? Am I missing something here?
No lies detected.
And it sounds like that there's a negotiation ploy, a tactic, that if for some odd, strange reason that they don't acquire a high-ticket-priced receiver, and they pay Lamar, that is going to make it seem as though the reason they couldn't is based on Lamar's greediness to want to eat up all of the available salary cap space and money. That's what it sounds like to me. Because when I look at, and I can just go real quick, and I'll do this exercise really fast. Josh Allen got paid, and so did Stephon Diggs twice. Didn't stop them. Devontae Adams got paid when he went to the Raiders, and so did Derek Carr. Didn't stop them. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Here's the last team. They won a Super Bowl. They paid three players. They gave money to Matthew Stafford. Aaron Donald got a new deal, and Cooper Kupp got a new deal. So doesn't that seem to think that you could do that if you are the Baltimore Ravens? So I don't really know where Eric DaCosta, the general manager, is coming from.
I mean, to me, this is all baloney, man. Just so you just said, Key, to me, like, okay, now you're going to start giving me excuses and start saying a big-ticket quarterback. You just made mention. I mean, we heard the Bills talk about this when they were referring to the challenges that are going to be in place for the Cincinnati Bengals, right, when they have to pay guys like T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and, you know, Boyd and all those guys. Like, it's going to be a similar situation for them. But they're going to find a way because eventually, if you want to be a winner in professional sports, you have to pay. I mean, you have to pay. There's a reason why Phoenix went out and got Kevin Durant. Okay, we're going to be over the cap. Great. We'll pay to be over the cap to win a championship.
So what you did there.
I'm just saying, that's what you do in order to get it done. So, like, now Baltimore, are you married to the system or are you married to the player? If you're married to the system, Key, then let the player go and keep it moving. But, like, don't be sitting here crying about a big-ticket item when talking about Lamar Jackson. Don't do that.
Or make excuses for not drafting and developing a primary target.
Your team, the Miami Dolphins, are going to have to address Tua's financial situation if they plan on him being the long-term answer. But there's a guy that they acquired from the Kansas City Chiefs that's the highest-paid receiver in the league. So
it's pure propaganda. DaCosta right now, when you say negotiating, you're 100% right, Key. This is transparent. They are propagandizing through the media, trying to make it seem like the greedy quarterback's eating up the cap space when he has been on a rookie deal that they have failed to capitalize on with an ace receiver this entire time.
This is a horrible negotiation tactic.
And that's okay if you want to do that, if you want to negotiate through the media, even though, you know, we know better. There'll be some media outlets and media people within our own company that will bite that hole and chew it up. But the one person that it matters most to is Lamar Jackson. As long as he doesn't fall victim to the propaganda that's being put out there, then he'll be fine.
A big-ticket item at quarterback.
Makes it hard. So what – hey, Eric DaCosta, my follow-up is, what is your excuse this entire time until now? Now, Key, here would be a legitimate
response. But that's why I said he's on his rookie deal. They should have found a damn receiver 3 years ago if that's the case.
Here's what a legitimate response would be. as the Ravens, we have a certain identity. We will pay a guy, the honest response, we'll pay a guy, a middle linebacker that other teams don't want to pay. We'll pay him top dollar to tackle, right? Even if he doesn't have a lot of sacks. That's who we are. And because we have a salary cap, that means you have to rob Peter to pay Paul. Kiki, I don't care what you say. Yes, to an extent, you can figure it out. But if you emphasize one area, you will have to de-emphasize another area.
When,
right, but what was that?
When?
When what?
When do you have to de-emphasize another area?
If you concentrate your money on a middle linebacker, you won't be able to maybe pay as much for an edge rusher or for a receiver. But the fact is they have failed to draft and develop an alpha wideout. They've never went out and got him one when, as Key points out, when they had the money, when Lamar wasn't on this contract.
They tried to go with Bateman through the draft, and that didn't really panned out yet.
Have you ever heard of kicking the can down the road, Max?
Yeah. Yep.
That's not my problem. Kick the can down the damn road.
And Key, it's like
when you have a special quarter.
I'm not even going to be here when the bill come due. Right. So while I'm here, you need to keep kicking that can down the road as the salary cap continues to go up.
Right.
The salary cap, I think this year is $225 million, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's the cap number. And next year it'll be even higher, and the year after, and the year after. Project out. Do what other teams do. Don't sit there and act as though you've never done that before, because you've had to pay people on the same side of the ball, whether it's Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Suggs and all of you.
They just paid Roquan Smith 5 years, $100 million. They just paid him.
Here's the question. Right. That's what I mean. Middle linebacker.
His real number is 3 years, 60, even though
he got guaranteed 60.
It's still top dollar for a middle linebacker. They'll do that. Yeah. Right. I'll say this, guys. Sometimes in life, and people notice this in their job, I'm sure, you get punished for being able to do more with less. You would think that someone looks at Lamar and goes, damn, every time he's been hurt the last couple of years, but when he's been on the field, we're an elite team and we don't really have a receiving core. Oh my God, you would think they'd be like, what would happen if we add to that? But instead, and this happens in corporate America, boy, he could do all that. We don't have to pay that. Well, he could cut back even more because he can make lemonade with lemons. That seems to be the approach with Lamar. I would love to see them do for him what they did for Jalen Hurts in Philly with A.J. Brown, what they did for Josh Allen in Buffalo with Stephon Diggs.
I forgot all about Jalen Hurts, Max.
Yep.
He getting ready to get a contract by the summer, and they just paid A.J. Brown, and they're going to have to address Devontae Smith at some point too.
Mm-hmm. They're good. They got the quarterback what he needed. The Ravens, who are an excellent organization, competitive every year, but they have not been over the top in a long time.
What did Les
Snead
say?
They need to consider that.
Blank them picks.
Well, they need to just say we're going to get it done.
Someone's
going
to have to blank them picks if they want Aaron Rodgers next season, right? It's going to cost you a lot of draft picks even before you pay him the money. Assuming he plays in the AFC because they don't want to trade him out of the conference, where would he rank among AFC quarterbacks? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Max's
Real Rankings.
Oh, these real rankings are sure to titillate and infuriate. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Here are my real rankings, guys. Assuming Aaron Rodgers plays in the AFC next season, where would he rank among AFC quarterbacks. Okay, let's see. Let's go one to Aaron Rodgers, according to me.
Number one.
Patrick Mahomes. Do I really need to get into this? Let's move it along.
Number two.
Joe Burrow. How many times have I said it? Wins the national title game, caps the greatest season ever with the greatest performance ever in a national title game in the history of college football, gets drafted number one and the first time he's healthy, saunters into the Super Bowl in a mink coat, Cartier glasses, and a gold chain, talking about, with my money, this better be a real gold chain, comes one throw away from winning the Super Bowl, and then the next season gets back to the AFC championship game. Burrow is a lot. And by the way, he's done it 2 years. All right, who's next?
Number three.
Justin Herbert. Now, Justin Herbert hasn't done any of those things, although with barbecued ribs, he took an injury-riddled team to the playoffs. But with Justin Herbert, sometimes it's also got to be the eyeball testing what he has done since he got into the league. He started his first week. Remember, he wasn't even supposed to start, and he was going toe-to-toe with guys like Patrick Mahomes. He was the best quarterback in football on fourth down for 2 years. I don't know what he did, if he was still last year, but the first two seasons of his career, best quarterback on fourth down, best deep ball I've ever seen. That's right. My eyes, best I've ever seen. And I think Justin Herbert is on his way.
Number four.
Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's been hurt a bunch the last couple of years. But I want to remind people, before that, he was very durable. And when he's on the field, his team has had a fourth quarter lead in every game they've played in and have won most of them. And when he's not on the field, it ain't the same. Lamar Jackson is the one guy who you say, well, Patrick Mahomes different than everyone else. Da, da, da. But Lamar has as much of an influence on the outcome of a game as anyone in football.
Number five.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen is, I have him lower than most, but it's not because I don't think he's awesome. I just think the other guys are a little bit more awesome in their own way. But Josh Allen is a, I think, a legend in the making. He's got it all. He got one of the biggest arms ever. He can run. He's big and strong. He can read the defense. And, you know, they've built around him properly and developed him properly. He's a great quarterback. I just want to see him advance a little bit in the playoffs before I jump him ahead of guys. Well, what about Justin Herbert? That's my eyeball test. I think Justin Herbert's a little bit better than Josh Allen.
Number six.
Aaron Rodgers. If Rodgers bounces back with a big year this year, I'll reevaluate. I know he was playing on a team with young receivers and all that, but who's Lamar throwing to, right? And he's able to win a lot. Aaron Rodgers, in a down year where he didn't look good for a lot of the year, I think cannot be put ahead of the other guys. And I will remind people, I asked you guys on this show and others on ESPN, when he went into the matchup with the Bills, who has the advantage at quarterback? I didn't say team, I said quarterback. And everyone said the Bills, Josh Allen, over Aaron Rodgers. Everyone did, not just me. So let's not all get scared now that it doesn't sound good to have Rodgers low now that the season's over. That's my list. Patrick Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Herbert 3, Jackson 4, Josh Allen 5, Aaron Rodgers 6. Have at it, guys.
Do I even have to respond to this trash?
I don't even know. I mean,
perfect.
Do I literally have to respond to this? And this cap that you keep throwing out there that no one, don't get scared now, and everybody had Josh Allen ahead of Aaron Rodgers when they went to head-to-head?
Yeah.
Duh. He had better weapons.
Team.
Why wouldn't he? It's a
I
better
didn't
team.
I didn't ask about weapons. I asked who
had the advantage. But when you say who has.
Your quarterback has to do with your team.
Your quarterback has to do with your team, and when you say who's better in this situation, of course it was going to be Josh Allen. When you got a young receivers doing what they're doing, not showing up, and you got a veteran dude and Stephon Diggs and Davis and Knox. Come on, Max, stop the cap.
Well, hold
but
on.
Anyway,
so,
no cap.
Just to add
no
on
cap.
To it, so like, okay. Is it just last year's results?
Is well, they're heavily. It's heavily based on last year's results. Yes.
Okay. So.
Not just, but heavily, yes.
So Justin Herbert is third?
Here's a QBR list. Aaron Rodgers is under 40.
I don't care about that.
Justin Herbert is third on your list?
Yeah.
Just based off last year's results, how?
No, heavily on last year's results.
So what else factors into it?
Well,
so how much do you factor in by the past 3 years?
They are factored in.
All right,
but
so,
in addition,
guy who's two-time MVP doesn't get factored
into
your
decision?
However,
he's 38 years old, and you must ask the question,
okay,
is it starting to erode for him? You have to ask the question.
But Max, you can ask the question. It doesn't mean it's the right question to ask. Like,
I
the guy had a broken
– In fact, it's the wrong question to ask.
I want you to lean into that.
Actually, it's the wrong question to ask, though, Jay.
Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers is trending down. That's
not
what you're
necessarily
saying.
However, yeah, if he were 26 years old, certainly I would take age into consideration less than if he's 38 years old. Yes, especially since for a lot of the season, he didn't look good. It wasn't just – now, I know the receivers contribute to that, as does the offensive line. But I'll remind you, Justin Herbert lost his left tackle, and he had the barbecued ribs. We all saw – we watched that game together. He was not in good shape. And Justin Herbert was holding it down in spite of that. Right? So does he get a little extra credit for that? Yes, he does.
How about the way they lost in the playoffs?
But he gets not extra good. Credit. He gets extra credit for that, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't get extra credit for two-time MVP.
No, he doesn't.
He but does,
Lamar
but
Jackson, he doesn't. Lamar Jackson gets extra credit for missing half the season. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't get extra credit. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't get extra credit for coming on strong at the end of the year.
He does get credit for that. That's why he's sixth on the list.
Oh, God, Max, come on.
He gets credit for all the things you guys are mentioning.
If you don't like Aaron Rodgers because you don't like Aaron Rodgers, just say you don't like Aaron Rodgers.
It's ridiculous.
Sounds like it. Feels like it.
But don't sit there.
Who do you have him ahead of? I want to hear who you – you have Josh Allen ahead of him.
If he goes in the AFC conference, I'm taking him at two.
I think it's reasonable.
I would take him at three. But I think it's reasonable.
I'll take him at two. I think you could make an argument for taking him at two or three. I think that's your argument that I could also punch holes in. This is my argument right now based on what I just saw.
Everybody's argument has holes.
But mine has a few. Based on what I just saw.
You didn't say that.
What holes do I have?
But now I'm saying. Based on what I just saw.
Tell me
yes,
what holes I have at two.
At two?
I want to hear this. Yeah, I'm putting him at two.
Aaron Rodgers, even when he won the MVP, in spite of being on loaded teams, right? They were very, very good teams. Not just Rodgers' presence, but they were good. Didn't make playoff runs in either one of those seasons. They advanced because, first of all, they had a bye. He was very good in the regular season. Whereas Joe Burrow just appeared.
You got to win. You only play one game to get to the NFC Championship game.
Joe Burrow just appeared in the Super Bowl and came a play away. And then followed that up by getting back to the AFC Championship game. When the playoffs start, Joe Burrow has been better than Aaron Rodgers. And I heavily weigh that in my consideration. And in the regular season, Joe Burrow is also very good. Regular season, Rodgers has been better than Burrow, certainly in the MVP year.
This is not the NBA, man. You cannot discount
the
regular season like they do in the NBA. Because in order for you, in the regular season, for you to be able to be where you are in the playoffs, you've got to play pretty lights out in the regular season. Different than the NBA.
Yep.
So this whole, but the regular season, I mean, he didn't do well in the regular season and playoffs. You can stop that. Miss me with that, Cap.
No.
Miss me with that.
I will not give a discount, that's right, in the regular season. If it counts more, but you get extra credit for the playoffs. Joe Burrow gets extra credit for leading a team to a Super Bowl, very nearly winning it, and getting back to the AFC Championship. He's only been in the league really 2 years as a starter.
I don't mind you guys arguing over number two. Or number three. Mm-hmm. But, like, how – for you to realistically look at me and say, okay, he had somewhat of a down year. No, they made a run late, and they got better, and their defense was a no-show in the first half of the year, and everybody was talking about how great their defense was going to be.
True.
That's fine. But for you to sit there and say that he is sixth on your list is just –
He would be. I can't. Why not?
Mac, he was back-to-back MVP.
Partly because Lamar Jackson got hurt, because Lamar Jackson was tracking to win the MVP
credit,
the year he won.
But you're giving credit to Lamar Jackson for a season he didn't complete.
That's two years in a row. That's a fair point.
Your whole argument leading up to that point was, well, he was durable for the past 2 years. I'm like, yeah, the last two years he hasn't been that durable.
I don't know that Lamar Jackson would have won the MVP. I don't know that. All I know is Aaron Rodgers did win.
You're projecting on Aaron Rodgers, but you're not projecting on Lamar Jackson.
When Lamar Jackson,
don't you see how that's a little bit hypocritical?
No, because when Lamar Jackson is on the field, and unless you're anticipating he won't be on the field this year, then you're anticipating. So are you anticipating he won't be on the field this year?
I'm not the one who came up the list.
Are you? I'm not.
This is your list.
Are
you anticipating your list?
Jason Williams, are you anticipating that Lamar will or will not play?
I don't know,
but
I get worried about 2 years in a row now. He's been injured in the usage rate, and they're not getting him a wide receiver, a big target. It's different.
But even without the wide receiver,
I still think Aaron Rodgers is better. Yes.
He is winning without as much as Aaron Rodgers has around him.
I still think Aaron Rodgers is better.
According to Adam Schefter, the Panthers and Colts wanted to hire this ESPN analyst for an offensive coaching role.
Oh.
And no, it wasn't key.
What?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hold on a second. I'm getting a text. I was just offered a head coaching job. Is that okay?
What?
With who?
They heard that I once simulated a championship season on Madden, and now I'm being offered a head coaching job. NFL, of course.
It's all about who you know.
Adam Schefter.
I wouldn't be shocked.
No, you think I'm kidding? Adam Schefter. Key, I'd like you to be my offensive coordinator.
Sad.
But so I'm gonna go. But I'm gonna up, go man. Like this. Wait
That's
a minute. I'm
so
gonna go.
Up.
I'm gonna
that
go
you
like this.
Even make that joke in the world.
I'm gonna go like this, Key. When you call in the plays, but I'm gonna go like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then it'll be a touchdown.
He's a boy.
And then
genius.
You'll remove your move it from your face. And yeah.
Look at Max Kellerman. What an offensive genius!
Listen, Adam Schefter reported that it's not the first time, and it likely won't be the last. Carolina and Indianapolis discussed prominent offensive coaching roles with ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky before he opted to remain at the network. Now, Dan, by the way, in my opinion, guys, Dan breaks down offensive plays on ESPN as well as anybody. Like, I love watching his stuff. I learn stuff all the time watching Dan break down offenses, and he's being considered. What do you think, Key?
I'm here. Yes, what do I think about him breaking down film?
Yes.
He does a tremendous job.
Yes.
He does an excellent job.
Go ahead, Key. You got this segment. Go ahead, Key.
What?
Go ahead.
What's wrong?
Well, we're discussing the fact that it seems to me.
Dan getting a job.
Look, Dan Orlovsky is going to get a job in the NFL.
If
right?
He
He's going to get a job
in the
NFL.
I'm sure somebody will put him on the staff. Why would he take a pay cut?
Right.
I'd smack down the side of his ears if he did that. Not his head, his ears. If he took a pay cut to go coach in the NFL, why would he do that? Dan ain't doing that. Dan's smarter than that.
What would it take for you to take a job
nothing,
in the NFL?
Not anything at all. Nothing. That ship has sailed a long time ago for me. I have no interest at all.
Did you ever have an interest?
No, not really. Never really. Dan could, I mean, if Dan wants to coach or do something, he could do it. I think I got enough trust and faith and belief that Dan could be pretty good at that. I mean, it takes a lot, though. It's not as simple as what we see him breaking down
of course.
On television. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours and hours of putting in to get to one play.
And it's communication.
What's the hardest part of being an OC, personnel-wise, like with people?
Well,
not the play calling, right? Because play calling, you get plays, you got plays dialed up, like managing personality-wise.
Well, yeah, you got to manage personalities. Not only do you have to manage personalities, you have to manage personalities on the coaching staff too.
Mm.
Everybody has to be in agreement. You're sitting in a room, big old giant boardroom. Everybody's around. Everybody wants to have their input on what play should be put into the game plan of that week. One guy has these suggestions. Another guy has these suggestions. Man, some of the craziest stuff go on in the coaches' rooms that we don't ever even talk about because we're not behind the scenes on disagreements and agreements or they're trying to get me the football, but they really want to get you the football, Jay. Your running back coach says, well, we need to be doing this because I need to get Jay the football. My receiver coach said, well, we got to get Key the football because he's advocating for me to carry the team. It's just crazy. You got the offensive line coach. I wouldn't want to touch it
Key,
at all.
Key, when you said, can you take us behind the curtain a little bit? Hours and hours and hours for one play. Take us through that process. When you say
okay,
hours
so
and hours
for one play. What I mean hours and hours for one play, they're sitting down trying to decide what play or plays to put into the game plan that week. So you're sitting literally in a room of 10 offensive coaches. And everybody is saying, well, that play's not going to work. I don't like the way we call that. Let's call it Max Kellerman, Z-Right, 23, J through the middle, Keyshawn over the top. No, that's too – let's do it this way. Let's call – and it's a blank show. It really truly is. And it's stress. That's why all those dudes walk out of there with gray hair. They come in with nice hair. They walk out with gray. That's why they all are overweight, because they can't go lift weights and they can't train. They don't have time because they're sitting in there. It's a stressful situation. You think Dan looked like a toothpick now. Next time you see him, he'd be looking like a fat cucumber.
I mean, here's
he's going to go in looking like Orlowski, come out looking like Rex Ryan. You want to know why Rex is a good defensive coordinator?
That's another name. I mean, Rex Ryan potentially with Sean Payton could be.
Oof.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I've been in situations similar to Dan. Why don't you do this? Why don't you join? Why don't you talk? Let's sit down and talk. But it's not going to go anywhere, because I can tell you already I'm not interested. Had I been –
That's a lifestyle, man.
Like, yeah, but had I been one of the first black African-American general managers to do it and not Ozzie Newsome, if it was groundbreaking and things like that, then I think I would have really put my heart and soul into doing it. You know, I really would have wanted to do it. But because Ozzie did it and he was the first to do it and it was groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? And then yeah. Jerry Reese. And so it became one of those deals where it's like, you know, I just don't really have an interest in doing that at all.
I think when people hear like, oh, go to coaching, they think, well, you're just, you know, that's a lifestyle that's 24/7. It's exhausting and it's tiring. And these guys have so much anxiety.
Like, man, thinking anxiety. About their job,
so the hours
all
are
day 24/7. It's all they think about. Like, that's, I mean, here you break down a game, you critique. You get off air, you're done.
So are you saying that
right? Right?
I don't know
hey,
about
Jay,
that.
Are you saying this
that
is a lot,
done, but
Jay, are you saying this is a lot easier? Don't
yeah.
give that
Come
secret
on, man.
Away,
this
please.
This is stealing
I work
money.
Hard.
That's work. Coaches
I say you
work
hard.
For
it's
a living.
Just different, man.
No,
that's
no,
different.
Please stop it. This ain't work. Stop it.
People
listening
hard.
To us who actually have real jobs
Reading
where they really work, they're like, stop
watching
that.
Games, stop.
Like my coach, high school coach, to say to me, I don't understand for the life of me why these guys got these plus.
Todd McShay coming
coaches.
Right up, guys. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.